It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And if you watched late night TV last night, you might have seen Jimmy Kimmel take another swing at Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy in their ongoing fight over repealing the Affordable Care Act. Now, the Senate appears to be heading toward a vote on Cassidy's try at repealing the ACA. That vote could come next week. Support for the legislation has grown among Republicans over the last week. A group of Republican governors has come out for the bill. Meanwhile, people who oppose it are speaking out as well. The Secretary of Health from Senator Cassidy's home state of Louisiana publicly criticized his bill this week, saying it would cut off Medicaid benefits for hundreds of thousands of poor people in the state. So we wanted to ask someone in Louisiana to give their view on how this latest version of ACA repeal could affect their state. Susan Todd is the executive director at 504 HealthNet. That's a nonprofit that provides support to healthcare providers in the greater New Orleans area.
I do really worry about the fact that right now we have 435,000 people covered through Medicaid expansion. And if this current law goes into effect, or this current proposal, I should say, goes into effect, then we would see that coverage erased. We would really see the progress that we've made go backwards. And it's not something that we want to do.
Give a sense of what that would mean to the health for those 430,000 people.
It would really mean a difficulty in getting needed medications and getting needed access to services. Right now, we've really seen a difference for people who are getting coverage through Medicaid expansion. We've seen 14,000 adults receive colon cancer screenings. And of those, you know, we're looking at a little over 4,000 who have had cancer averted. So they've had polyps removed. And we're seeing a difference in terms of our health and our health outcomes now, because people can get screenings, medications, the care that they truly need that I think everyone should have access to.
What about on the private market, another part of how the Affordable Care Act functions? What do the exchanges look like in Louisiana, and have they been functioning well?
So we have about 200,000 people statewide enrolled in the exchanges or the marketplace. And, you know, I think initially they were functioning a little bit healthier, a little bit better. Lately, we've seen insurance companies drop out. And so in Orleans Parish, you're really looking at only one carrier. So you're looking at Blue Cross Blue Shield, who are offer plans through the marketplace. And so I think we have seen premiums increase through the marketplace, just like everywhere else. And so it has become, you know, more unaffordable for families where this is really their only option to purchase insurance, because they make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but they're employer doesn't offer them insurance. And so we do definitely need some federal action and support to stabilize the marketplace and to make sure that those premiums come down so that insurance is more affordable.
Could you talk a little bit about the special case of Louisiana? It's not alone, but it does have a particular challenge. Big urban centers, New Orleans and to a lesser extent Baton Rouge, and then the rest of Louisiana is just really, really rural. What does that mean to people's health care?
I think what that means is that when you're in a rural setting, then it is harder to go see a primary care doctor because there just aren't any. You know, also thinking about the fact that rural hospitals need to be supported, because it is important to have that hospital in a rural setting so that if someone is in an accident, they don't have to travel hours, you know, to get the care that they need, or something like managing chronic conditions. Again, you want that access to care so people maintain their health, and that on the front end, they're a lot less expensive, and, you know, talk about a sort of emotional and mental impact as well, but to make sure that people are healthier on the front end than later on the back end. And so wanting to make sure that we're supporting our rural health centers, that we're supporting our rural hospitals is incredibly important, because we want people, again, to have access to care no matter where they choose to live in this country.
One view on the Affordable Care Act and healthcare reform from Louisiana, the state represented by Bill Cassidy, a senator at the center of this debate. Susan Todd, executive director at 504 HealthNet in New Orleans. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.